Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, November 30th, 2018, the last day of the month. I'm Zach Hall. The big news of the day is Apple Music coming soon to Amazon Echo smart speakers. Amazon made the announcement on Friday morning, promising support for Apple Music starting December 17th, just in time for the holidays. The feature will let you control your Apple Music subscription using Alexa on Amazon's smart speaker lineup, including the sub $50 Echo Dot options. Amazon Echo already works with Amazon Prime Music, Spotify, Pandora, and most other music streaming services. Amazon even lets you set your default music service, so you don't have to specify which service each time you request music. For Apple's part, the move makes Apple Music more appealing for a larger pool of potential paying customers. Apple Music works on Apple devices, including iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch and TV, Mac, and HomePod. And you can similarly use Apple Music on Windows through iTunes with Sonos speakers and on Android, including with Android Auto. Personally, I have a mix of HomePods and Amazon Echo speakers, so I'm looking forward to Apple Music support coming to Echo. HomePod will still have unique features like AirPlay 2 support, but Echo compatibility makes Apple Music an even better product. And Apple has moved the release date back for the upcoming Blackmagic eGPU Pro hardware. The $1,200 external GPU connects to Thunderbolt 3 Max to upgrade the GPU to an iMac Pro class unit and was announced alongside the new MacBook Air and Mac Mini last month for a November release date. But it looks like Blackmagic will need a little more time before the high-end eGPU is ready for market. And Arlo has announced new models of its home security cameras with Arlo Ultra, high-end smart cameras with 4K HDR video capture, but no HomeKit support. The system runs on battery power, so it's possible HomeKit support won't be in the cards, and Arlo hasn't announced pricing or a specific release date yet beyond sometime in the first quarter of 2019. And Target appears to be testing Apple Pay in stores, at least in San Francisco. The retailer has worked with Apple Pay since launch, but only through its iOS app for delivery and in-store pickup. And Michael Stieber has published an interesting new piece that focuses on how professionals are using the iPad for work, and not just for writing and illustration jobs. Check it out for a great weekend read. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys are highlighted by an iTunes gift card with $100 worth of value for just $85 with email delivery. This one comes via PayPal's eBay storefront and is a great way to load up your iTunes library with further discounted titles. Speaking of which, iTunes and Amazon both have various TV show seasons on sale for just $5 each. This includes popular titles like Curb Your Enthusiasm, The League, Psych, and many more. You can find those deals along with all of today's best offers over at 9to5Toys.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.